It is once again time for Warren County Radio Bible School. Go get your Bible and attend class with us and see what you might learn. And we'll be studying from the book of Ezra, Ezra chapter 1. And so you'll want to get your Bible and turn to that in the Old Testament, Ezra chapter 1. And we will see that those things which were written before in the Old Testament were written for our learning. Now, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. We have been meeting in this location for worship for over 100 years. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school, and we're studying lessons that were written by Eli A. Elam many years ago. And the lesson we're looking at today has to do with how the children of Judah, God's people, had returned from Babylonian captivity. This was written for the Sunday of July 30th, 1922. And in introducing this, old Brother Elam is telling us how that God had chastised Israel because they had turned from him, and he is explaining to us that this was not because God is wicked or cruel, but God's wrath was born of his love, and in chastisement he wanted them to be faithful unto him. Let's begin again reading Elam's introduction to this first chapter of the book of Ezra. I'm going to be reading from page 186 of Elam's Notes for Sunday School Lessons of 1922. And Elam says, God's discipline and correction are not signs of his displeasure, but of his love. The chastisement of his love has served its purpose when it produces in his children the fruits of righteousness. The Jews were cured of idolatry, repented of their sins, and returned unto God. In Psalm 119, verses 67 and 71, we read, Behold, I was afflicted, I went astray, but I observe now thy word. They never could have returned to Jerusalem before learning these lessons. The 10 tribes in a body never returned, but many of them returned with the tribes of Judah and Benjamin. We read of some of those from the other tribes serving God in the temple in Luke 2 and verse 36. Many of the Levites returned to Judah soon after the establishment of the kingdom of Israel, and many were in this return from Babylon, according to Ezra chapter 2, verses 36 through 42. The Jews were encouraged to repent and were prepared for this return through the prophets of God. They were not carried all at once into captivity, and did not all return at the same time, but from the beginning of the captivity unto the beginning of the return, and from the destruction of the temple unto its completion when rebuilt, was 70 years. In the explanatory notes, Elam tells us and reminds us that the Bible teaches that this return was foretold. God not only foretold this captivity in his solemn warnings against sin, but foretold that it would last for 70 years. Jeremiah said this in Jeremiah 25 and verse 12, and Jeremiah 29 in verse 10. According to Jeremiah's instruction, in Jeremiah 29:1-8, the Jews in captivity built houses, planted gardens, reared families, and sought the peace of their captors. Hence they increased in wealth and number. And some, as Daniel and Nehemiah, rose to places of the highest positions of trust and honor. God commands all Christians to make supplications, to offer prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings for all the rulers, that the Christians may leave a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and gravity. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. Such a life in any government God requires His people to live. And they must pray God to so overrule the lawmaking powers of these earthly governments that they will enact such laws as will allow Christians to lead just such a life. Paul requested the Thessalonians to pray that he might be delivered from unreasonable and evil men, for all men have not that faith. 1 Thessalonians 3, 1 and 2. God then could overrule unreasonable and evil men so as to bring about Paul's deliverance. Are all endeavoring and praying to live this life? Christians can engage in nothing which interferes with their living this life. From the threatenings, solemn warnings, and persecutions of God through His prophets, and especially Jeremiah, we know that this captivity was the result of sin. Now we want to look at the explanatory notes, and our Sunday school teacher asked us to compare 2 Chronicles 36, 22 and 23 to Ezra 1, verses 1 through 3. When you're looking in your Bible for these passages, you'll find 1 and 2 Kings, 1 and 2 Chronicles, and then the book of Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther. And the book of 2 Chronicles ends just as the book of Ezra begins. And so we can find this in my Bible. I'll read both of these passages from these two different books, but it's going to be opened at the same opening. 2 Chronicles 36, 22 and 23 read thus. Now in the first year of Cyrus the king of Persia, that the word of Jehovah by the mouth of Jeremiah might be accomplished, Jehovah stirred up the spirit of Cyrus the Persian, and he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom, and put it also in writing, saying, Thus saith Cyrus king of Persia, All the kingdoms of the earth hath Jehovah the God of heaven given me, and he hath charged me to build him a house in Jerusalem which is in Judah. Whosoever there is among you of all his people, Jehovah his God be with him, and let him go up. Thus ends the book of 2 Chronicles. Now let's read the beginning of the book of Ezra, the very next book in the Bible. And it reads much the same. Ezra chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. Now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of Jehovah by the mouth of Jeremiah might be accomplished, Jehovah stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, so that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom, and put it also in writing, saying, Thus saith Cyrus king of Persia, All the kingdoms of the earth hath Jehovah the God of heaven given me, and he hath charged me to build him a house in Jerusalem, which is in Judea. Whosoever there is among you, of all his people, his God be with him, and let him go up to Jerusalem, which is in Judah, to build the house of Jehovah, the God of Israel. He is God, which is in Jerusalem. Now, looking at Elam's notes, we read, Cyrus, as stated in this verse, was king of Persia. His father was Cambyses, and his mother was Mandane, the daughter of Astyages, king of the Medes. We have learned how he captured Babylon in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia. This was not his first year as king of Persia, and probably not his first year as conqueror of Babylon, for we have learned that Darius ruled a while as king of Babylon, for Cyrus conquered it, but it was the first year as the actual ruler of Babylon, Daniel 6:28, that the word of Jehovah by the mouth of Jeremiah might be accomplished. Cyrus permitted the Jews to return to Jerusalem. Jeremiah had foretold that the captivity would continue 70 years, Jeremiah 25 in verse 12 and Jeremiah 29 in verse 10, and this time has been fulfilled. The purpose, too, of the captivity in correcting the Jews and leading them back to trust in God and His true worship has been accomplished. Jehovah stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, Nebuchadnezzar, who destroyed Jerusalem and led the Jews into this captivity, was overruled by Jehovah to do this, and he was called God's servant, Jeremiah 25:9 and Jeremiah 27:6. So when God had accomplished his purpose upon the Jews by captivity, he overruled Cyrus, calling him his shepherd and his anointed to send them back to Jerusalem. God called Cyrus by name about 175 years before this. It is stated also that Cyrus had not known God. In his overruling power, God gave the nations to Nebuchadnezzar and led Nebuchadnezzar to acknowledge his might, glory, and everlasting dominion, Daniel 4:2-37. So he gave all the kingdoms of the earth now to Cyrus and led him to make the proclamation of this lesson. It is more than probable that to Cyrus were pointed out the above quotation from Isaiah in the passages in Jeremiah, stating that the Jews would return to Jerusalem in 70 years. And this way God stirred up the spirit of Cyrus to make this proclamation. Cyrus made the proclamation first orally, and then made it in a manner of record, that it might stand. Ezra 1:2, all the kingdoms of the earth. Cyrus' dominion was universal. He acknowledged that God had given him this rule and had charged him to build the temple in Jerusalem. Cyrus doubtly received this charge through Isaiah, as quoted above, which he acknowledged was from God. Ezra 1:3, whosoever there is among you of all his people, this was a voluntary act. None were compelled to go. In this way all were tested, and all who longed for the restoration of God's worship in Jerusalem went. Now let me read to you Ezra 1:4-11. And whosoever is left in any place where he sojourneth, let the men of this place help him with silver and with gold and with goods and with beast, besides the freewill offering for the house of God which is in Jerusalem. Then rose up the heads of the fathers' houses of Judah and Benjamin and the priest and the Levite and all in whose spirit God had stirred up to build the house of Jehovah which is in Jerusalem, and all they that were round about them strengthened their hands with vessels of silver, with gold, with goods, and with beast, and with precious things, besides all that was willingly offered. Also Cyrus the king brought forth vessels of the house of Jehovah which Nebuchadnezzar had brought forth out of Jerusalem, and put them in the house of his gods. Even those did Cyrus king of Persia bring forth by the hand of Mithridath the treasurer, and numbered them unto Sheshbazzar the prince of Judah. And this is the number of them: 30 platters of gold, 1,000 platters of silver, 29 30 bowls of gold, silver bowls of a second sort, 410, and other vessels 1,000. And all the vessels of gold and of silver were 5,400. All these did Sheshbazzar bring up when they of the captivity were brought up out of Babylon unto Jerusalem. In Elam's notes, we read of Ezra 1:4. Whosoever is left in any place where he sojourneth, that is, whosoever of the Israelites that survived the captivity, let the men of his place help him with silver and with gold and with goods and with beast. That is, let the heathen neighbors give such things to the Jews for their journey and for their work in Jerusalem. When Israel left Egypt, they received help from the Egyptians in a similar manner. We're going to have to bring this lesson to a close here. I'll complete this lesson then next time the class assembles from Ezra 1. And you have listened so very well. I hope you're learning from these things and thinking about how to apply them to your own life. Till now, the class may be dismissed.